I know you guys will be mad at me when I say this, but I'm going to say it. We have to deliver mail 5 days a week.
The boos rang out during Donahoe's speech to about 2,500 members of the National Rural Letter Carriers Association in the Buffalo Convention Center. But he also said it's up to Congress to provide real financial relief. Afterwards, Donahoe told reporters,
"We are required by law to pre-fund retiree health benefits to the tune of $5.5 billion a year. Right now, on our books, we have funded retirements to the tune of $280 billion. Paid more than anybody in the country. We've also pre-funded retiree health benefits to $45 billion. What we're looking for is a change in the payment schedule so it's not as burdensome and that we can afford it going forward."
During his visit to the area yesterday, Postmaster General Donahoe also toured the William Street Mail Processing Center, which was slated for closure earlier this year. Donahoe said even though local workers are doing a great job, they can't bring back the mail volume lost to the Internet, and a decision will be made by the end of 2013. Congressman Brian Higgins also addressed the letter carriers and later told reporters he still wants the postmaster to resign for targeting the William Street facility.
"Their process from day one was flawed, from the public notification process to the meetings themselves. They were disorganized. And when you ask, this is a public process. There should be transparency. And when you simply ask for a comparative analysis, in other words, why keep open Rochester and close Buffalo, it would seem to me that if you had that information and that it was, if it was compelling and clear, that you would provide it. When you withhold it, you raise suspicion."
Higgins says instead of cutting back, the Postal Service should allow its facilities to innovate, become self-sufficient, and start providing new services in order to better compete. Chris Kaye, WBFO and AM 970 News.